We welcome to Star 94.1, Pastor Marvin Winans. Pastor Winans, you have
sung, yes, sir.
Yes, you've sung on several projects. Now it seems like it's your season, your own project. How do you feel about that?
I've enjoyed my career and all of the songs that I've done with everybody, and you know, it's good because I'm singing a lot of songs that probably would not have been recorded had I not recorded them. I told people the name of the album is Alone But Not Alone, but the other name that I gave it was Songs That No One Would Sing But Me. Uh-huh. And so it's a joy to be able to sing songs, okay. HJ.
You mentioned the project's called Alone But Not Alone. What do you mean by that title?
Well, there are times in your life where you find yourself physically isolated, maybe philosophically isolated, deserted. No one sees your ideas or even hears the song you're playing. And yet you have a word from God. You have a promise. You have a gift and a talent. You have a desire and a vision, and you move toward that. The alone is I may not have everyone on board. I may not even have anyone on board. But the not alone is that if you get a word from God, that God's going to fulfill his promise in your life. And so I'm alone, but yet I'm not alone. And that is what I feel this album is about. It's to encourage people that in those lean times, in those in-between times, that they would continue to trust God and to know that God is a God of his word and that everything that he said he will do, he will do.
Would you say you're more of a ballad-type singer?
No.
Okay.
No, my voice is not pretty enough to be a balladeer. I think that I'm just a singer. I'm everyday voice kind of guy. Wherever I need to be, hopefully I'm gentle enough to convey. I guess I'm a music messenger in one sense, that whatever needs to be known, hopefully I give enough deference to the song to deliver it. So if it's a soft song and it needs to be in a ballad form, then hopefully I can offer that. If it's a rough song, a go to church song, then I can do that. If it's of an R&B nature, then hopefully I can do that. If it's a sort of a slow, bluesy, jazzy type thing, hopefully I can deliver that. Whatever the song calls for, I hope that I can deliver it, and I may be the jack of all trades and master of none.
Our new single, who are you targeting on that new single?
Everybody that will take the time to be touched and moved by the music. It isn't because it was done over years and because it is sort of an evolving of emotion and maturity. Hopefully anyone that will listen, take the time to be moved by it. There is no target office, audience rather, because there was no A&R director over my shoulder saying you need to do this so we can get the teeny boppers and you need to do this so you can get the adult contemporary and you need to do this. I just sang from my heart. Hopefully I am relevant. Prayerfully it resonates with every demographic and that it will be successful.
On the new project, Alone But Not Alone, the song I Still Believe, what is that song all about? What is it telling us?
Well, it says, I still believe in marriages made in heaven and that love will conquer all. I've been hurt, but I have not been deceived. Because no matter what happens, I still believe. It deals with an eternal optimistic spirit that the trials that you face come to make you better, not bitter, that the trials will turn into triumphs, and that if you still believe that God's word is true, then you will conquer whatever it is you face. I still believe, no matter if it's, you know, I guess the greatest example to date is when the doctor came in and told us that Ronald's heart had stopped. And here I had a word from the Lord that Ronald would live and not die. And then I had to go to the chapel at the University of Michigan Hospital and still believe. And hours later, they came and said that Ronald was alive. And it was in that, just that face-off between are you going to throw in the towel or are you going to believe what God says? And that's what I'm saying to everybody else. You got to believe. Even when the time has run off the clock, if you still believe, he can give you back the time that the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the locust have eaten. God is able to redeem the time. But you got to believe. You got to believe.
Mentioning your brother Ronald, we'll talk about the Winans. You guys are going to be inducted in the GMA Hall of Fame or something like that?
Yeah. You said something like that. It'll be something.
Okay.
We'll be inducted into the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame. And it is an honor. And we're just grateful that we were able to do what we loved and do what we feel like we were called to do, and then be acknowledged for the work that we've done over the years. So it is a great honor, AJ.
Okay. Back to your project on the song Try. You've got Kim Burrell, Take Six.
Yeah.
How was it doing it with Kim and Take Six?
Oh, it was great. You know, when you have professionals, you just turn them loose and let them do what they do. It's real easy. You give it to them. They love music. They appreciated it. And they did it. And I'm just so pleased with that song.
Let me throw out a couple of names. Donnie McClurkin. How was it singing with Donnie McClurkin?
How was it singing with Donnie McClurkin?
Yeah, Donnie McClurkin and just knowing Donnie McClurkin and fellowshipping with Donnie.
Well, we sort of discovered Donnie. And when I met Donnie, he was singing in some choir in the background, and I heard his voice, and the Winans, actually, when we first met, the Winans, the whole family, we were in Brooklyn, New York, doing a weekend, you know, some workshops,
mm-hmm.
and I taught some songs to some young people there in New York, and after I taught, I said, who should sing it? And they all started saying, Donnie McClurkin, and I said, who is that? And then they pointed to this guy, and he was in the back. And I said, you going to sing this? And he has a different story on it. But anyway,
uh-huh.
when we sang that night, he sang, and the Winans, we were supposed to do more songs, but the anointing of God was so great till I just ended the concert right there. And I told him, I don't have a contract to give you, but I know that God's going to cause us to work together. And so when I went on Broadway with Don't Get God Started, I sent for him and his sister, and we've been together ever since.
Wow. How about Andre Crouch?
It was a dream. It was a prayer come true. Growing up, listening to Andre Crouch, meeting him for the first time in the early 70s, and, you know, as a teenager, and then saying, you know, one day I'm going to do what he does. It was the first concert that I had ever gone to in my entire life where I saw blacks and whites together, where the crowd was just about 50-50 or 45-55. Black and white could go in either way. And I heard he and Danny Bell Hall, and it was such a masterful presentation until I said I wanted to do that for the rest of my life. And to actually meet him and have him produce our first record and become friends with his father, his mother, his sister, you know, And it's just been a dream come true. One of the greatest songwriters of our era. I mean, history will look back and will record Andre Crouch as one of the greatest writers of gospel music